And how long have you been a teacher?
Mr. Yerby piped up.
Since I graduated 3 years ago. While she spoke, the door opened to admit the final member of the town council. The long-awaited doctor had finally arrived. The man nodded in her direction as he entered, his features masked as his head was tilted forward, but as he came closer she began to make out nuances of his face. A chill ran down her spine and she froze. It was none other than Wyatt Sullivan.
Miss Matthews?
Mayor Jacob's chair squeaked as he leaned forward.
Yes? She caught herself. Had he been speaking to her?
I said, I believe you may already know our doctor as well.
She nodded, unable to speak. Yes, she knew him. Better than she wanted to. So much so that she would do anything to erase the memory of everything surrounding him.
I hope you don't mind, Wyatt, but we got started without you.
Timothy waved to a nearby student desk.
But jump in whenever you'd like.
How could Timothy just speak to him so amicably? Had he forgotten? Wyatt nodded, sliding into the chair that was much too small for his tall frame.
Certainly.
He turned toward Catherine.
Good to see you again.
Catherine nodded at him, but still couldn't find her voice. She looked at his shirt, his hair, everywhere but his eyes.
Did you spend those 3 years teaching at the same institution?
Mr. Yerby pulled out his handkerchief and wiped at his brow. So the room was warm. It wasn't just her. She longed to fan herself or loosen her collar, anything to relieve some of this heat inside her. A moment lapsed before Catherine remembered she still sat in a session with the town council.
Yes, she said, closing her eyes to focus her thoughts. The Billingham Boarding School for Girls.
Catherine?
Wyatt leaned forward on his elbows.
If I walked into your classroom on a typical afternoon, what would I see?
Meeting his eyes at last, she blinked a few times before finding an answer.
You would find students learning.
She bit her lip. It was not her intention to be snarky.
But I don't think that's what you mean.
Taking a deep breath, she continued.
You would find the students and I engaged in a discussion about a book or a topic in science. Perhaps we would be doing math on our tablets, but I prefer most of our learning to be done through discussion.
There, that was done. His question had been answered. Her eyes moved toward the other men, but Wyatt spoke up with another question.
Why did you want to become a teacher?
Pause. Breathe. She met his gaze. Because I love learning and I want to share that with the next generation.
Wyatt's next inquiry came within a breath of her answer.
Tell us about your discipline philosophy.
She stared at him. This seemed more like an interview and less like a get-to-know-you session, thanks to Wyatt's questions. Still, she responded, shoulders back, chest tight.
I think it's important to reduce behavior problems by offering students a stimulating environment.
This time, she continued to stare at him, daring him to continue questioning her. He rose to the challenge.
But how do you handle discipline issues?
Her heart started to pound. She became rather uncomfortable under his scrutiny. The others eyed her, and she decided it best to do what she could to remain calm.
I prefer to remove privileges and have the students do write-offs.
What are your classroom rules?
Mr. Hammond interrupted the back and forth. Somewhat relieved for the respite from Wyatt's steel blue eyes, Catherine shifted her attention over to the banker.
My rules revolve around the students respecting myself, other students, and the schoolhouse. That involves things like no talking when someone else is talking, raising hands to be recognized to talk, no behaviors that would be destructive to the schoolhouse or the desks.
What about the students who are not performing as they should?
Wyatt interjected.
It depends on whether it is a discipline issue or a capability issue.
Catherine raised an eyebrow at him. Would his questions never end? He leaned back, folding his arms across his chest as if he had not considered that fine point. Not wanting to give him any opportunity to gain on her, she continued,
If the student is willing, I can give him or her extra attention and time in order to support them.
Wyatt opened his mouth, but the mirror cut him off.
Miss Matthews, thank you for answering our questions. Do you have any questions for us?
Whom do I take any of my concerns to?
She had been dreading the answer to that question since Wyatt had walked into the schoolhouse. Holding her breath, she waited for the mayor to confirm or alleviate her fears.